Back at the Brazos Center in Christie Road, tax assessor collector joins us this evening. Overview, how did it go today?
Actually, it went quite well. We had, of course, a lot of new machines out. We had people who hadn't used them before. But outside of hitting a few glitches, a couple of little programming errors, and an occasional problem with the learning curve, by mid-morning, everyone seemed to be working very, very well. And the feedback from the judges is that they love the machines.
Tonight we had a holdup as far as provisional ballots are concerned. Tell me what that was about and why the delay.
Provisional ballots are very special. They have to be kept separate, and we actually take them back to the tax office. We research each one of them, provide the information we have. It goes to the ballot board. The ballot board decides whether they count or not. Those have to be literally signed off on from the person that's giving them to me. I sign and state that I've got them. We research them, give them back. But they're very, very specific and careful in the way we do that. Some of the judges, a little hurry, they put it over in one of the other bags, didn't get them all in the correct envelope. So we had a little discrepancy, but I just got a report that all of them were located.
Good.
And we're good.
All right, that sounds good. Bill, some thoughts, questions?
Well, I was going to go back to the e-books. Christy, I'm guessing that the early voting two-week period really primed your election workers to be able to make it work pretty well today then?
It actually did. Most of the people that worked early voting then turned around and worked election day, and they were kind of scattered across the county. So that was great. We were able to have a little bit of experience out there. I think that I wound up going to maybe four or five polling locations, and we had some that called kind of consistently, but most of the issues we were able to talk them through on the phone, so we were in great shape.
Now, to talk about the provisional ballots a little bit, how many did you have to distribute throughout Brazos County?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how many were distributed. We had, I believe, 406 turned in, so that's a record for Brazos County, that many provisional ballots.
So
any,
people
any sort of sense of reason why so many provisionals?
A provisional ballot is offered to anyone that we can't really verify that they're not on the list for some reason or another. Sometimes it's a slip-up in bookkeeping. Sometimes it's just that they failed to do something. Sometimes they may have been purged, but we have to research why they were purged, and if they were purged in error, then we're able to provide that information. Occasionally it's just that somebody goes at the last minute to vote, and they're not in the right location, and they have to vote provisionally because they are not supposed to vote at that polling location.
That's what I have, Bill.
And one more follow-up, I guess. What's the timeline that you all are under to get those other ballots counted?
Well, now, see, that's one of my complaints. I only have 3 days to research every one of those provisional ballots and thoroughly research them and certify the information that I find back to the ballot board. And when you're looking at 406, that's a pretty amazing task. But my staff all knows what to do, and as we've gone through the day, we've pulled data from calls that we've gotten. We knew someone was going to provisionally ballot vote, and we've gone ahead and researched through the day, and we have a whole box of documentation we already have ready.
Voter turnout over 62%. What's that like compared to past presidential elections?
It's a little bit higher. Seems like I'm remembering we usually run about 50 to 55, so we've seen a greater turnout.
And the early voting number was very strong.
Early voting number was very, very strong, so this is great.
Yep.
As a voter registrar, it's exciting for me because, I'm kind of like the cheerleader. Hey, register and vote.
And they listen.
And they listen this time.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, very good.